Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're continuing our discussion of the importance of knowing the hope to which we're called. God has invited all of us to become His sons and daughters through faith and live with Him forever, first in heaven and then on this earth made new. That knowledge is a source of tremendous hope. Now, we're specifically working on dealing with the fear that many, if not most people, are feeling right now because of the political and social turmoil in our country. And much of it is coming out of the fear of who's in charge and who isn't in charge in our own country. And the nation is polarized like it never has been. But this is consistent with what the scripture says about the conditions that will be in place when the Lord returns to set up the visible kingdom of God on this earth. Now, that's a whole can of worms for another day, but what I want to specifically focus on for the rest of the week is the fear of death, because at the root of a lot of our fears is actually the fear of death. I mean, we fear a bad economy, because if the economy's bad and we don't have a job, then we can't provide food and clothing and we'll die. And we fear the wrong person being in office, because if they don't do the right things, the economy could go south. We fear unrest overseas and conflict with other countries, because it could lead to conditions that affect our lives and possibly bring death to us. The fear of death is the biggest gun, if we can say it that way. There's the biggest something that can come against a human being is death, because there's no answer for it, seemingly. There's no one doing it. And fear of death is an unavoidable problem for all of us. Death is a universal problem that has plagued mankind since the beginning of time. Everyone dies. The only question is when and how. Now, people die not because it's the will of God, not because God created us to die. He didn't create anything to die. Everything wants to live. Even a little weed growing in a crack wants to live. A little bird sitting out on a wire wants to live. God didn't create anything to die. Death is present in mankind and the earth because of Adam's sin. God told him in Genesis 3:19, because of what you've done, your body will die. Romans 5:12 says that through Adam, sin entered the human race, and his sin spread death throughout all the world. See, that's why there's no fix in the world. That's why getting violent about who is or isn't in office is not the way to go, because no candidate, no political or economic system can remedy death. The root issue is death caused by sin. If you study Deuteronomy 28, we're not going to in the interest of time, but that's the chapter that lists the blessings of obedience to God and the curses of disobedience. From verses 15 to the end of the chapter, verse 64, it says over and over again, if you disobey God, you'll be cursed. And curse there doesn't mean like a voodoo whammy thing. It means this will be the consequence of disobedience. You'll find every human ill listed there. Lawlessness, poverty, injustice, sickness, both mental and physical, famine, plague, natural disasters, so on and so forth. I'm not saying you're experiencing any of that because of your sin. Maybe, but probably not. You're experiencing it because of great-great-granddaddy Adam's sin. At the root, all of those things listed in Deuteronomy 28, they're just lesser forms of death. They're expressions of the death in the world produced by Adam's sin. See, that's why there's no fixing the world. No political candidate, no economic system, no form of government can remedy the root cause. Now, like I say, in connection with this discussion, we're going to focus on physical death or death of the body, because that's what we fear, and the root of many of our fears is exactly that. 2 Corinthians 4:16 talks about the inward man and the outward man. We could do a whole lesson on this, because the Bible has a lot to say about it, but all human beings have an outward part and an inward part. The outward part is our physical body. The inward part is made up of spirit and soul. Spirit is the part of us that is capable of receiving God and communicating with God. Our soul is our mental and emotional faculties. Well, when the body dies at physical death, the inward man and the outward man separate. The inward man passes into another dimension, either heaven or hell, depending upon what you do with Jesus in your lifetime, and the outward man, the body, returns to dust. Now, in Luke chapter 16, from verses 19 through 31, Jesus talked about two men who died at about the same time. In doing so, he gave us much information about human beings, what they're like when they're separated from their physical body. Now, I don't have time to read the whole passage because it's quite lengthy. You can go and read it for yourself. But if you were to read the passage, you will see that Jesus revealed that people don't cease to exist at death. He talked about two men who died at about the same time. And when they left their bodies and passed into the unseen, invisible realm, they still look like themselves. They recognized each other because they still look like themselves. They were fully cognizant or fully aware. There was no soul sleep or any of those kinds of things people talk about. No, they passed into the unseen realm. See, your inward man looks just like your outward man, only free from all trace of corruption and death. If I were to die in front of you, my physical body stopped working, and you could see into the unseen realm, I'd still look like me. You'd be able to recognize me, and I'd recognize you. I'd just be minus my physical body and minus the touch of old age and corruption in my physical body. Both of the men Jesus talked about remembered their life and their relationships, the relationships and people they knew before they died. Now, the Apostle John was taken to heaven where he received the information that he wrote in the book of Revelation, and he saw the same thing. In Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 14, he talked about a multitude of people. Let me just read one verse. And after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. If we were to read this whole description, we would see that these were people who were killed in the chaos leading up to the Lord's return, the chaos in the final years before the Lord's return. Well, notice John could tell they were of different ethnicities. Why? Because they had different physical characteristics. Why? Because they still look like themselves. We're different in this life, we'll be different in the life to come. And John goes on to describe that they still had hands to hold palm branches, they still had voices to praise the Lord, and they were wearing clothing. They had a form on which to put clothing. They were actually praising God for salvation that comes from him. But let me just read two verses here. This is verses 15 and 17. Three verses. They will never again be hungry or thirsty, and they will be fully protected from the scorching noontime heat, for the Lamb who stands in front of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away all tears. There's lots in that we're not going to talk about right now, but the point is nobody there was complaining about how they lived or how they died. They were just thrilled about where they were. And see, this confirms several things that Paul told us. Paul visited heaven many years before he actually died. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 4 tell us. Paul wrote that to be absent from your body means to be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:8. Well, that's what John witnessed. People who had left their bodies behind because their bodies died or were killed, but they went fully intact into the unseen realm. John also witnessed that the sufferings of this life, according to these people who were in heaven, the sufferings of this life doesn't begin to compare with what's ahead. That's what Paul wrote in Romans 8:18. Consider something else John wrote after visiting heaven. This is Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. A lot in that we're not going to deal with right now. But notice this last part, and they love not their lives unto the death. What does that mean? It means conquerors aren't afraid to die. Now, if we go back over to Romans 8:37, Paul wrote that in all these things we're more than conquerors through Jesus. And if you read the whole passage, the things he was talking about were tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword. Those are all issues Paul faced due to the time in which he lived, and decisions of ungodly men that affected his life. He lived in the time when the church was being established, and great persecution came against it. Ungodly men, inspired by Satan, made decisions to come after these first Christians. They were persecuted and killed for their faith. I mean, how many of you know, if Satan could have wiped out faith in Jesus right there at the beginning, he'd have done a whole lot of damage to the plan of God. Paul wrote in verse 36, before he made this list of all these things we're more than conquerors in, Romans 8:36, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter because we serve the Lord. In all these things, we win an overwhelming victory. Now get the point here. Paul is talking about, in the face of death, I am a conqueror and I win an overcoming victory. Well, why is that? Because he knew death is nothing to fear. Death doesn't mean you cease to exist. John in heaven saw people who had been martyred for their faith. They continued on without missing a beat. Well, that's what Jesus said in Luke 16 when he talked about the two guys that died about the same time. See, when you die, you don't cease to exist. You simply shed your body, which ceases to function at physical death. But that's not the end of the story, because you're going to be reunited with your body. We're out of time, so I can't get into that today. But death is simply transitioning from now to there. Let's not even get into it. We're right at the end of the broadcast. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.